All right, we are going back to the East Coast, and Brian Hoke joins us. And Brian has written a book. It's called The Baby Bombers. Brian is part of MLB.com. He covers the New York Yankees, and the book is The Baby Bombers. And, Brian, when I think of bombers, for me it's Maris and Mantle and guys like that. Are the Yankees recycling Maris and Mantle with these guys? And you're going to tell the story of the new Baby Bombers.
Well, there's a pretty good comparison to be drawn between Mantle and Maris and Judge and Stanton. I mean, you got these two massive power hitters and at the top of the Yankee order. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, you're talking about Mickey Mantle, a Hall of Famer there. Roger Maris, a guy who had to put together a great career, obviously a historic 1961 season. I think the story hasn't been written yet about these guys, but I took my best crack at it. Talking about how the Yankees went from Derek Jeter's team to Aaron Judge's team. And obviously there was so much excitement around the 2017 Yankees, a team that wasn't really expected to compete for a whole lot. It was supposed to be a rebuilding year in the Bronx. They might finish below 500 for the first time since the early 1990s. And none of that really came to pass. And they wound up finishing one win away from the World Series. So I don't think they're going to sneak up on anybody this year, but it should certainly be an entertaining year with the New York Yankees.
Brian, would you call last year? I know 2 years ago we had El Gary the whole second half of the year where he came out and he had a big second half of home runs. And then, of course, Aaron Judge to start last season. Would you say that the home run derby last year was the coming out party for these guys?
I think so. And just to give you some backstory on the book, that's about when we started talking about, wow, there's something special going on here. Because as that team went into spring training, as I said, there weren't a whole lot of expectations, but they were playing really well in the first half. Judge went into the All-Star break with 30 home runs. He wins the Derby in this remarkable power show down in Miami where he outslugs his future teammate, Giancarlo Stanton. And initially, we were thinking about doing a Judge book, centering it on that, but I said, the more we talked about it, I thought there was a broader story, a better story that could be told. And really, it's how a major league team can retool on the fly like this and go from the Yankees were bogged down with a lot of older veteran contracts and a lot of guys with higher priced salaries running out the clock on the back end of their careers. And now you've got the building blocks in place for what could be the next Yankees dynasty here.
Who gets credit for putting this together? Is this all Brian Cashman's idea to put it together like this, or the Steinbrenners behind it? How did all this come together? How did the Baby Bombers come together?
Well, I think certainly Brian Cashman deserves a lot of the credit, but you know, you got to go all the way up the chain to Hal Steinbrenner, who had the confidence to go with that vision, because the Yankees, for as long back as we can remember, have been known as a team that is not afraid to go out and throw their wallet out on the field and go sign the big free agents. And they were rewarded for that in 2009. They signed CC Sabathia, AJ Burnett, Mark Teixeira, brought in a couple of other guys, and they opened their new park with a World Series. But the last time they tried that in 2013, they spent a lot of money on Jacoby Ellsbury, Brian McCann, Carlos Beltran. Good players, but it just wasn't working for them. So I think that credit goes to Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner for recognizing that the smartest move would be to tear it down, trade away some of their coveted players like an Andrew Miller, for example, Aroldis Chapman. They had both those guys at the deadline in 2016. Trade those guys for prospects, and that really accelerated the rebuilding process and kicked in a high gear what we saw in 2017 and so far here in 2018, too.
Before you came on, Marty and I were talking about the differences in the Yankee teams we grew up watching. Marty, of course, mentioned Maris and Mantle. Those were you know, people he grew up watching as major Hall of Famers. I had more of like the Tino Martinez, Paul O'Neill, Chuck Knobloch Yankees. And then we were sort of joking that there's a whole generation of kids now, maybe 13, 14 years old, who haven't had a Yankee dynasty in their lifetime. So can you talk about that or elaborate that this might be the new big dynasty in New York?
Well, that's the thing. You know, when they won Game 6 of the 2009 World Series, that was the last gasp. None of us knew it at the time, but Jeter, Mariano Rivera, Andy Pettit, Jorge Posada, those guys were not going to play in another World Series. And after 2012, they never even made it to another ALCS. So you're right in that the Yankees had a period here of down years, 3 out of 4 years missing the playoffs, which would have been unheard of at a certain point in their team history. But I think that brighter days really are ahead. And they're off to a 2-2 start here in Toronto. They lost a heartbreaker here today, but they really do believe that they've got the building blocks in place to compete and have a championship caliber team in the American League East. And we'll see how it goes. But I certainly like their offense. I don't think that scoring runs going to be their problem, despite some injury issues here in the early going. And we'll see how it goes.
Well, the book is The Baby Bombers. Brian Hoch, H-O-C-H, is the author. Part of Brian works at MLB.com and covers the Yankees. You ran into Justin Smoke today. Six RBIs for Justin Smoke, a grand slam in the eighth, and that was the end of the Big Bombers today.
Heck of a day for Justin Smoke, yeah. And then Aaron Boone is going to have his first major criticism here as the Yankees manager, because Toronto had second and third, two out, and he elected to intentionally walk Josh Donaldson to get to Justin Smoke, who'd already hit a two-run homer earlier today and just been swinging a red-hot bat here. David Robertson went in a nine-pitch at bat, really battled with him, left a fastball over the plate a little bit too much, Smoke deposited over the center field fence, and that was all she wrote for the Yankees today. So he'll be feeling a little bit of heat, but the Yankees are heading back home. They're 2-2. They're going to hopefully open up tomorrow, weather permitting. They're actually talking about some snow in New York. So we'll see if the Yankees can get on the field. But either way, certainly I think that Aaron Boone is getting a sense of what some of the other managers are feeling, the new managers around the league, and that the spotlight is a little brighter on him right now.
He's only got 30 reporters asking him questions after the game, that's all, and maybe 40. That's New York baseball. We love it, absolutely. Hey, the book is terrific. It's The Baby Bombers. It's a really good story. If someone picks it up and they ask you, Brian, what am I going to learn from this book, what would you say?
I would say there's a few answers to that. What I really enjoyed doing in this book was digging into the backstories and finding out how the Yankees found these guys, how they plucked Aaron Judge off a field at Fresno State University and had been scouting him since high school when he was playing first base and pitching in Linden, California, which I know is just up by you guys in the San Francisco Bay Area. You're going to find out about Gary Sanchez at 16 years old down in the Dominican Republic, going to two, sometimes three workout camps a day. There's a story about how Cashman goes down there. He thinks that Gary Sanchez is a college catcher. He turns out he was 16 years old, and when he found out about that, he almost had to stop himself from throwing his body in front of Sanchez because he was about to go to across the street and work out for the Mets. So there's a lot of stories like that. And I think we gave a lot of credit to the scouts out there who are working, 180, 200 days a year, eating and living out of their cars, just trying to find the next big thing who can make it to New York. And trailing these guys up through the farm system. They're playing in places like Charleston, Tampa, Trenton, and now they're in their mid-20s. They're in New York City, and they're becoming big stars, and it's pretty cool to see.
Very good. Great book. You did a great job with it. You get it at all the major outlets. Appreciate having you on. I love having you on during the season to catch up with the Baby Bombers and see what's going on. But when it's New York baseball and things are happening, it is the center of the universe. So I'm glad you're there. Good job, and we'd love to have you on again. Thanks, Brian.
Would love to. Thank you for having me.
Okay, very good. The book is The Baby Bombers, and a very good book. And, of course, I always say we have our independent bookstores that we love to support. The Book Tree in Montclair. David listens all the time, and he can get the McFarland books and books like this. And it's a good –